Hello, this is Carrie. You're probably saying to yourself, this guy is actually having an episode on taking notes? And I get it. Sounds pretty obvious taking notes, right? But please, take time to listen and pay attention to this one, and you'll think about it a little bit differently. For some reason, people think they look smarter when they don't take notes. I think it's because they believe it shows they have an impressive memory. It actually shows people the opposite. It makes you look ignorant. And importantly, it's amazing how much it helps your performance at work and outside of work when you're taking the right notes. With a fast pace of any profession, it's virtually impossible to remember all the key points from every discussion or meeting. It makes you look more involved to the people you are meeting with because you are when you're taking notes. No matter what profession you are in and whether it's an individual or group meeting, the handyman who takes notes on the specific jobs, projects he's working on, the grocery manager who writes notes as a consumer complains, the waitress who writes down your order, and the teacher who takes notes about issues the student is having are all examples of people taking notes to assure their job is done well. I can tell you, when a handyman comes and says, yeah, okay, I got it, you know they don't have it. You're going to have to go through it again next time. Sometimes I ask people to please take notes. It offends them sometimes, but I explain to them, I just want to make sure I make it easy for them. Or I'll take the notes specifically and give it to them on paper so that it can be understood definitively. There's just so many things coming at you or coming at people that it's easy not to get the communication properly understood. One thing I got in the habit of doing when I first started working was to take quick notes of any important phone conversation I had. I would note the individual I was speaking with, the date and time of our conversation, and any agreements or key points of the discussion we had. I would follow up to in writing with, here's what my understanding was. I can't tell you how many times this helped me in future discussions on the topic or discrepancies regarding the discussion with that individual. If I said 100, you'd say I'm exaggerating, but I'm under-exaggerating with 100 when it comes down to it. Taking notes also definitely helps you out when you're dealing with non-projects and issues. Whenever you can tell someone, yes, we agreed to move forward with this project under discussion on the 15th of last month, it shows you're confident and buttoned up in handling your work. If it's a personal issue handled on the phone with customer service, it's amazing how quickly it is resolved in my favor when speaking with a supervisor that I throw in the agent's name I spoke with, the exact time of the call, and specifics surrounding it. I will go as far as saying, and this is probably a little bit too much, I spoke with James at 10:42 a.m. on August 21st. Sounds ridiculous, but it works. And unfortunately, the way the world works now is you have to be on top of these things because it seems that there's errors made. People are shorthanded, short-staffed, and they can't get it done on, again, your customer issues that you have personally. Use whatever type of form you need, but write it down. I used to use a notebook because it was easy to refer to the date, time, and topic of discussion. Now I use my smartphone and iPad, and for lengthy meetings, I will still use my notebook. I even bring it to the doctor's office, and it allows me to understand what they specifically said about some ailment I may have. Just make sure you use this practice, taking notes. You're going to be amazed at how often your notes come in handy. This is Carrie Siegel asking you to please not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.